blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, and he's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood, and one he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. In God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
Church, stand this thing is with us.
Perfect submission.
Never. Amen. Amen. That's our pre-worship song next Sunday morning. Looking forward to that. Our choir is going to be singing next Sunday morning. Next Sunday night or afternoon, we have our Duck River Baptist Association meeting that'll be here at Highland. And so I want to encourage you to come and join us if you can for that. I want to welcome everybody who's on all our social media platforms, whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, subscribe, follow us, retweet us, do all those things. Welcome to those who are on our phone live streaming also. If you need to know how to get to any of those platforms, let us know. We also do have a Facebook group that handles just more internal things church-wise that we want to share with our members. And so you may want to become a part of that. Let us know. We'll be glad to get you connected into that Facebook group. Also want to encourage you, if you have access to the church website, go just a couple of tabs over to the info tab under HighlandBaptistChurch.com. It's under that info tab. You can download the worship bulletin. These are around in the windowsills as well as at the doors. You got the children's worship bulletins, one for ages 3 and up, one for ages 7 and up under that info tab, as well as the prayer list that's under that info tab. So be sure to get it downloaded. Use that. Pray through it regularly. Encourage you to take advantage of that. And then while you're there on the website, I also want to encourage you to do your online giving. Go to the far right-hand side and click the Give Online tab. You can do your regular giving. You can do your golden offering for Tennessee Missions giving there. And so I encourage you to do that. We've also got our Christmas backpacks. I just went and picked one of these up down here just a moment ago. Just wanted to remind you that inside that front cover is where you'll find the little card that has the information about what to put in a backpack, what not to put into it. Also tells you the codes for the ribbons that are on them. We have some, more than what's over here to my left. I think we've got three here. If anybody else wants to do any, see me after the service. I'll be glad to give you any of those. They don't have ribbons on it, so you could choose to do whichever boy or girl or whichever age that you have on here, and then we'll put the ribbon on after you bring that back. But that needs to be back to us no later than Tuesday, because we need to take those on Wednesday. And then also, you'll find in the front, if you don't have in the front, maybe you got yours earlier, and this is not in the front of yours, be sure to let us know that you brought yours back. We're going to make sure that gets in the front, as well as a Bible that'll be there from the church. You'll notice that on your list there also. So just wanted to remind you that. Get those back to us if you didn't bring them today. And then also don't forget about Trunk or Treat. That's coming up quickly before we know it. 2 weeks from yesterday, or 2 weeks from Friday is when that is, this past Friday. And so if you've not signed up yet, there's a sign-up sheet on the board out here in the hallway. If you want to do a vehicle, you can sign up there also. If you just want to help give out candy with one of the vehicles, just sign up there on that part also. Down below, there's some other places to sign up for the food, for the hot chocolate, for security, whatever you want to help there with us. We deeply appreciate that. And if you can't come, we encourage you to pray, for one thing, for the outreach there to children and their families, but also just to bring Halloween candy. Any candy that you want to bring, you can put it here in the boxes outside the office here, and that way we can be able to distribute it between the vehicles to make sure everybody has enough. Bring your own, too, if you want to do that, too, for your vehicle, but just wanted to remind you of that. So please be sure to sign up there so we'll know how many vehicles to plan and prepare for as we're going to lay out that here this next week of how we're going to lay out the layout there for everybody to set up with. So Brother Mike, if you'll come and lead us in worship.
Chosen for tonight is Jesus Paid It All. Stand with us as we sing that song, hymn 134, Jesus Paid It All. Bye.
Thank you. Let me just remind you for next Sunday also, it is not just for the messengers for the Duck River Baptist Association and those churches. Anybody who wants to come to that can come as a guest, so we encourage you to come. It begins at 4 o'clock with the first session, and then the second session will be right after dinner. And if you want to help with that, please see me after the service. We have a few who aren't going to be able to be here for that Sunday who are on that kitchen team. So if you want to help with that, if you want to help with decorations, see Miss Donna. We've got a lot to do with that and getting everything set up and ready. But it'll be along the lines of what we did for our 75th anniversary celebration, the same type of setup. There'll be about 160, 165 that we'll be feeding. And so I want to encourage you to come. Be a part of the worship service. Be a part of all that's going on. And so I encourage you to come for that if you can. We'll take your Bibles tonight and turn to Hebrews chapter 10. And as I prepared for this message, I kept thinking, haven't I preached this? Did I preach this already? And everything kept coming back up again and again and again. And that's the reason, actually, this is the wrong one there. It may be that I didn't change the title there on it. So it's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 through verse 39. Is that what I have in the passages? Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. It finally changed. So it is entitled The Better Sacrifice. If you'll remember last week, we looked at chapter 9 and we talked about nothing but the blood. And so these two chapters are really covering a lot of the same information, but the writer of Hebrews is going more in depth. If you remember just a few chapters back, he had said to the Jewish people that he's writing this letter to, he said, I want to go deeper with you, but you're not there yet. You're like babes that are still feeding on the milk of the word when you need to be feeding on the meat of the word. And he said, I've got to get you there so that you can understand this. He said in those previous chapters that you don't need to stay. You need to learn those elementary things, but you don't need to stay in those elementary things. And so that's what he's doing here in chapter 9. He's digging deeper into the blood of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice on the cross, and he continues that into chapter 10, looking at Jesus being the better sacrifice. Now, if you have been following along with our Hebrews study, you've been hearing that word over and over and over again, better. He's better than the tabernacle. He's better than the priests. He's better than the Old Testament prophets. He's better than the sacrifice of the Old Testament. He's better than human blood and better than the animal's blood that would be sacrificed. And so that's the recurring theme all the way through Hebrews chapter 10. So we want to look, first of all, and just read, first of all, at least, verse 1 down through verse 4. And then we're going to pick up with verse 5 down through verse 10 to really get into this part that the writer of Hebrews is wanting the Jewish people to understand, these Jewish believers. When we say Jewish people, we're talking about Jewish believers that he's writing to. And so verse 1 begins in Hebrews chapter 10. Let's stand as we read God's word in honor of his word. Verse 1 down through verse 4. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, It can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, they would not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.